true Sabbath always kept. From that day to the present the Sabbath has been kept. Though the man of sin succeeded in trampling underfoot God's holy day, yet hidden in secret places faithful souls paid it honor. Since the Reformation, some in every generation have maintained its observance. These truths in connection with the everlasting gospel will distinguish the Church of Christ at the time of His appearing. Here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. Those who received the light concerning the sanctuary and the law of God were filled with joy as they saw the harmony of truth. They desired the light to be imparted to all Christians. But truths at variance with the world were not welcome to many who claimed to follow Christ. As the claims of the Sabbath were presented, many said, "We have always kept Sunday, our fathers kept it, and many good men have died happy while keeping it. The keeping of a new Sabbath would throw us out of harmony with the world. What can a little company keeping the seventh day accomplish against all the world who are keeping Sunday?" By similar arguments the Jews justified their rejection of Christ. So, in the time of Luther, papists reasoned that true Christians had died in the Catholic faith, therefore that religion was sufficient. Such reasoning would prove a barrier to all advancement in faith. Many urged that Sunday keeping had been a widespread custom of the Church for centuries. Against this argument it was shown that the Sabbath and its observance were more ancient, even as old as the world itself, established by the Ancient of Days. In the absence of Bible testimony, many urged, "Why do not our great men understand this Sabbath question? Few believe as you do. It cannot be that you are right and all the men of learning are wrong." To refute such arguments it was needful only to cite the Scriptures and the Lord's dealings with His people in all ages. The reason why He does not more often choose men of learning and position to lead out in reform is that they trust to their creeds and theological systems and feel no need to be taught of God. Men who have little of the learning of the schools are sometimes called to declare the truth, not because they are unlearned, but because they are not too self-sufficient to be taught of God. Their humility and obedience make them great. The history of ancient Israel is a striking illustration of the past experience of the Adventist body. God led His people in the Advent movement, even as He led the children of Israel from Egypt. If all who had labored unitedly in the work in 1844 had received the third angel's message and proclaimed it in the power of the Holy Spirit, years ago the earth would have been warned and Christ would have come for the redemption of His people.